Hi. This week the question is, what is the baptism of fire? In Matthew 3, verse 11, John the Baptizer mentions a baptism of fire. The Bible says there, Matthew 3, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Some people, misunderstanding what this refers to, pray to God and ask God to give them baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. Actually, there are two baptisms spoken of in this passage, a baptism with the Holy Spirit, and number two, a baptism with fire. These are not referring to the same thing. They are two separate baptisms. The baptism with the Holy Spirit occurred only twice according to New Testament scriptures. The first time it occurred, baptism of the Spirit, was in Acts 2 verses 1 through 21 when the apostles were baptized with the Holy Spirit. Jesus had promised this to his apostles in Acts 1 verse 5. This was a direct outpouring of the Holy Spirit's power upon the apostles to show that the kingdom of God had arrived. At this time, only Jewish people and proselytes were admitted into the Lord's kingdom or church. The second time baptism with the Spirit occurred was in Acts 10, verses 44 through 45. This was identical to the baptism of the Spirit which occurred on Pentecost. The purpose of this baptism occurring here was to show that Gentiles were now accepted into God's kingdom, the church. Notice the following passage in Acts 11, verse 15. Peter said, As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Notice, Peter did not say, the Holy Spirit fell on them just like he falls on everyone who is truly a Christian. No, Peter had to refer all the way back to the beginning, that is Pentecost, in order to find the only other occurrence of Holy Spirit baptism. Obviously, not every saved person received this baptism. Its purpose was not to save anyone, but rather to indicate the arrival of God's kingdom to the Jews first and to the Gentiles second. See Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Now recall that Matthew 3, verse 11 mentions not only baptism with the Holy Spirit, but also baptism of fire. In context, this refers to punishment in the lake of fire at the end of world history. Let's reread the passage, but this time let's read it in context with the verses that come before and after. In Matthew chapter 3, I'm going to start this time with verse number 8. The Bible says, Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. John the Baptizer is speaking here to Sadducees who thought that they could be saved without repentance. Verse 9, And do not think to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father, for I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. This means simply being a Jew is not enough to be saved. Jews never were saved simply because they were Jews. Like Gentiles, they also must repent and obey God to receive forgiveness. Now verse 10. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. This means that each person is like a tree. If a person is obedient to God, he will be like a fruitful tree and be saved. If a person is disobedient, they are like a worthless tree that is cut down and burned in fire. Now, verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Notice carefully, the fire of verse 11 is a reference back to the fire of verse 10. This is not something a person wants to pray for. Now verse 12. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Notice again, the unquenchable fire is a reference to the baptism of fire in verse 11. The word baptism means immersion. To be baptized in fire means to be immersed in fire. Hell fire is called a lake of fire in Revelation 20, verse 15. To be baptized with fire means to be immersed into the lake of fire at the end of time, something that no one truly wants. In order to spare us from such a fate, the Lord came to save us from our sins. He died on the cross to pay the price that we owed. The Lord has given a plan of salvation whereby we can be washed clean from our sins and spare us from being immersed into that lake of fire. That plan of salvation of the Lord has four steps. One must first believe Jesus is God's Son, John 8, verse 24. Second, one must repent of all sins, Luke 13, 3. Third, one must confess the name of Christ verbally, Romans 10, verse 10. And fourth, one must be baptized in water for the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38. Either way, everyone living today will be baptized. We may voluntarily be baptized in water and be saved, 1 Peter 3, verse 21. Or we may wait and be baptized against our will in a lake of fire, Revelation 20, verse 15. The choice is ours, but we will all be baptized one way or the other. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. I invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. Willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. I invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.